So got a mea culpa, have we, from the supermarkets that business needs to change? Foodstuffs have put their submission in on the Commerce Commission's market study, which found anti-competitive behaviour and excess profits. So Foodstuffs will release their land covenants, but the profits remain a bit of a debating point. As far as I can work out, the Foodstuffs North Island boss, Chris Quinn, back with us. Chris, morning to you.
That's a matter, Mike. Good morning.
Well, thank you. So if you hold strategic land to prevent competition, that's anti-competitive, isn't it?
Yeah, look, there has been an industry practice of that for 20 or 30 years and in more than one industry. We recognise we can do better on that stuff, so we've basically committed that we will remove all of the historic caveats. We haven't been using them for a while and we won't use them going forward.
Does anyone feel bad about that?
Look, it was an industry practice that's been around for a while. I think it's just not the right thing to do in order to make sure competition can work in New Zealand for New Zealanders.
Because I'm a big defender of your operation, not you specifically, but in general, I think the supermarket industry operates reasonably well in this country, but I wasn't aware of that. But I mean, if I wanted to operate a supermarket across the road and you own the land to prevent me, that's just simply uncool, isn't it?
That's why we're getting rid of that. We accept that's one of the things when we review the draft study from the Commission. There are things that need more work, but there are some things we agree we can change and get on with.
Would you have ever changed your mind if you hadn't had it forced?
We had stopped using them going forward. So we were underway, but we didn't have an action plan to remove the historic ones. We will now.
Why wouldn't you want to take me on head-to-head in competition and beat me that way? That's the cool way to win, isn't it?
I think you're right, and I think we're up for that.
Exactly. Is that a cash bonanza for you now? If you let all your land go, you presumably got millions there.
Oh, no. So this, to be clear, this is land that we've already sold. So we're no longer the owner, but a caveat has been left in place in the land title.
That makes it even worse. I didn't realise that either. So you sell the land and prevent the person who purchased the land from ever operating anything that could damage your business.
That's been a practice across the industry, yes.
Jeez. You should be embarrassed about that. I'm embarrassed. I didn't realise it was that way. How widespread around the country is that?
Look, I can't comment for outside of our business, but historically we've had around 50 properties over the 20 or 30 years.
Wow. And that would be worth millions.
Well, I'm not sure what it's worth, Mike. It's a practice that's been in place. Whether the property was desirable for a supermarket or not, who knows? But the practice was there, it's being removed.
Right. The profit side of things, I can't see how you can win, because how long's a piece of string?
Yeah, look, I think the thing we've tried to focus on is just, you know, give some clarity around what happens to a dollar of retail. So for a dollar of product on the shelf in our stores, approximately 13 cents of that is tax, GST. 19 cents is what our business recovers, and then 68 cents goes to suppliers who make or produce the product. So we need to work on value for New Zealanders. Everyone's very concerned about price and things are tougher in these COVID-affected times. So we've got to work hard on the 19 cents and do the best we can to get better value for New Zealanders. And we will, and a lot of the changes we're making are to try to get more efficient. But we also need to think about what makes up the whole of a price on shelf.
What about the supplier issue? Is this real or urban myth? They hate you, you hate them, you tell them what to do and they can't stand it.
Look, I can only comment on my relationships with suppliers. I meet with many of ours individually, and we also meet with all of them two or three times a year. There are issues raised from time to time. I'm always keen to get those issues sorted, and I get involved personally in doing that. For in general, all I can say is we had an expo in May. We had 350 attend. 80% of them rated their relationship with us positive and valuable.
So your submission to the Commerce Commission, do you think you've done it? Do you think this is it? Or do you think they're going to come after you even more?
Oh, look, we're only halfway through the process. So they have published their draft report at the end of July. We've taken some time to read it, and we've been a little bit busy with the COVID stuff. But we got our submission in on Friday, which was the date they gave us to work to. And, you know, now we're looking forward to engaging and sharing the information and seeing if we can get to more common ground.
All right, mate. Appreciate it very much. Chris Quinn, Foodstuffs North Island boss. Am I an outlier in that? I didn't realise about the covenants on land. I mean, that is so uncool. It's embarrassing, isn't it?